The plan proposed by Governor Jim Doyle's administration amounts to a very limited public option for people on a waiting list for Medicaid in Wisconsin. It would only be available to adults without kids who make up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or close to $22,000 a year. The governor would let those people buy into a new state-run insurance program for $130 a month. The Senate was scheduled to vote for the plan yesterday, but leaders put it off until tomorrow because of concerns from Alma Democratic Senator Kathleen Vinehout.
I admire the governor for trying to expand Medicaid and trying to cover more people. And all of my Democratic colleagues want to cover more people with health insurance. This is simply not the way to do it.
Vinehout says the governor's plan would provide mediocre coverage with all kinds of hidden expenses. For example, a $7,500 deductible for hospital visits. And she says the $130 monthly premiums would fall short of what it actually costs to run the program.
We don't want to expand the Medicaid program until we've dealt with the problem of rising costs. And simply expanding the program without dealing with rising costs is unsustainable. We can't continue the road we're going down.
Vinehout says it's unlikely she'll be able to support this plan tomorrow, but she concedes her Democratic colleagues may pass it anyway. Democrats hold an 18-15 seat edge in the Senate, meaning on issues like this one they can afford to lose one Democratic vote, but no more. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.